Tate Publishing and Enterprises, along with Tate Out Loud Audiobooks, presents The Living Tale Series, Henley and the Book of Heroes. Written and narrated by Jane H. Smith, M.D., with production by Chuck Holland.
Part 1. The Great Awakening. Prologue.
Zrum, ziddle, zi, ziddle, zrum, ziddle, zee, and zrum, zrum, zi, ziddle, zrum, ziddle, zree. Ah, yes. Welcome, children. Welcome. Come, come. I was just singing the song of the champions to pass the time until you arrived. Welcome to the story. I am glad you came. You're just in time. Please, take a seat on the grass. Pull up a cushion to rest your head. It is a perfect day for a story here in the refreshing. The sun is shining, and a breeze is blowing through the trees. In this place, you need not worry about ants biting or flies buzzing. There are no such creatures in this library. Are you all comfortable? Good. Now, as I was saying, you're just in time to hear how Henley Banks, an everyday boy from Sheernod, enters the story of his life. You see, his story has been going on for some time, 9 years to be exact, but very soon a new tale will explode into his life that will change it forever. What kind of tale? Well, it is the tale that has the power to awaken a hero's heart. A tale that overcomes death with life, and a tale that bestows victory to the conqueror. It is the living tale. Something this big takes time to unfold, for within this story are many books. Today, we are starting the Book of Heroes. For what better way to awaken your heart but among champions? The other books are for another day. I'll be your guide through these chapters. My name is Drake. I'll tell you more about me later. But now let's look at Henley. There he sits at the dinner table. If he were standing, you'd see he's the same height as a tall dwarf. In human measurements, that's 4'5". Average is a good word for Henley on the outside. He is average at baseball and football. He makes average grades in school. He has average skills with video games, but secretly wishes he were as good as his best friend, Jeffrey. In many ways, he fades into the pavement of life, like gray going to black. Henley, however, is excellent on the inside, and few know it. On the inside, he is the brave knight who fears nothing and no one. Inside, he is the genius who saves the day with 2 seconds left ticking on the bomb. Sadly, though, his heart can only ache to be great until the garden's power germinates his hero's seed. While his mother, Julia, does dishes, let me acquaint you with the Banks' home. You'll need to know your way around here before we get going, or Henley will leave you in the dust. For this unremarkable boy does everything exceptionally fast. So, why don't we jump into the book? Here in the garden, all our books are alive, so we may tour them. It takes a moment to get your footing, but you'll soon adjust. Over there on the floor is little David, Henley's nearly 4-year-old brother. Nowadays, the dining room has become his fortress against the evil Gorse's robot army, because Mama doesn't have time for big dinners. Down the hall are his other brothers, Jake and Morgan, studying in the den. Jake is 14 and Morgan is 16. You'll see more of them soon. On to the family room. Do you see that picture of the soldier on the mantel? That is Robert, Henley's dad. His deployment in Iraq is now over a year. The picture next to him, of an elderly gentleman, is my dear friend, Reginald Banks, affectionately known around here as Grandpa. He lives by himself, in an apartment on the other side of town, which in Sheernod means a 5-minute drive. I apologize for the chill, children. Robert usually keeps a large fire roaring in that fireplace.
We won't go upstairs right now to see their small but cozy bedrooms. Just know that Henley's is the messy one off to the right. Let's return to the kitchen table, where Henley sits, slumped over his plate. A grumpy boy who misses his daddy something fierce. You see, his father was teaching him about the living tale when duty called him away. The living tale is known by many names, but to this family it is known as the book. It is the book that keeps the Banks family going, in good times and bad, but especially the bad. Why? Because this family has real adventures, not just hopeful visions, inside it. The problem, though, is that Henley wasn't alive to watch his parents lean upon it when Julia's parents died in an accident, and he was too young to experience its comforting power when Grandma Rose passed in. You call it death. We call it passing in. Since then, life has been relatively quiet for the Bankses, so unlike the rest of the family, Henley does not believe the book is alive and mocks his family's trust in it. Deep inside, Henley wants it to be real, because his seed of greatness is stirring. This is why Dad's deployment has been so rocky for him. It has been hard enough to have his dad at work for over a year, but now Henley's heart battles between hope and suspicion. He needs his hero to show him the way inside the living tale for answers. Without Dad to lead him, Henley walks around with a gnawing pain inside that he dumps on everyone outside. But this is where the story gets really exciting. No, not because he is hurting, but because of how his heart gets fixed. Yes, fixed. For from my perspective, it is already finished. You, however, have some exciting chapters ahead of you. But I'm getting ahead of myself again. Forgive me. I am no storyteller, but a creature of action. Good thing Henley's story is written down, or I'd blurt out the end before we get going.